From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Judge Sonia Sotomayor is rejecting an accusation she'd rely on foreign law if she was confirmed to the Supreme Court. This is her third day of hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Sotomayor has said in a speech, "Foreign law will be very important in the discussion of how to think about the unsettled issues in our own legal system." So Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma asked,
"You stand by the same. There is no authority for a Supreme Court justice to utilize foreign law in terms of making decisions based on the Constitution or statute."
Sotomayor said she agrees.
"Unless the statute requires you or directs you to look at foreign law, and some do, by the way, the answer is no. Foreign law cannot be used as a holding or a precedent or to bind or to influence the outcome of a legal decision interpreting the Constitution."
These confirmation hearings are expected to last through the end of the week. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate Health Committee has passed legislation overhauling the nation's health care system. The bill would require all Americans to get insurance and employers to help pay for it. President Obama has been pushing Congress to act this summer on a health insurance bill. Speaking at the White House a short time ago, Mr. Obama said while some lawmakers have objected to the speed of the legislation, the Senate bill appears to have significant bipartisan interest.
"It's a plan that was debated for more than 50 hours, and that, by the way, includes 160 Republican amendments."
Yesterday, Democratic leaders in the House of Representatives unveiled health care overhaul legislation. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wants to take it up at once. Output of the nation's factories, mines, and utilities continued to fall in June, according to a government report. However, the decline was smaller than expected. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Once again, the evidence shows that the U.S. economy continues to slow down, but it isn't declining as fast as it was. The Federal Reserve said industrial production fell 0.4 percentage point, the slowest decline in 8 months. It had fallen at 3 times that rate in May. At the same time, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York said its index of manufacturing activity fell again, but the drop was as small as it's been at any time in 14 months. The numbers are further evidence that the economy is no longer declining as much as it was. Many economists continue to say the recession could technically be over by the second half of the year, although the rebound is likely to be slight at first. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 204 points at 8,564. The Nasdaq is up 53 points at 1,853. The Nasdaq, or rather S&P 500, is up 22. This is NPR. The Palestinian Authority is suspending the Arab satellite channel news Al Jazeera. Officials say the move came after inflammatory remarks were made against President Mahmoud Abbas. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
According to officials with President Abbas's Fatah movement, Abbas was outraged by an Al Jazeera talk show in which an old rival, Farouk Kaddoumi, suggested that Abbas had had a hand in the death of former leader Yasser Arafat 5 years ago. Officials accused the Qatar-based channel of incitement and biased reporting, and the Palestinian Information Ministry said it would sue Al Jazeera and its operations in the West Bank would be suspended during the lawsuit. Fatah has long considered Al Jazeera overly sympathetic to the Islamist Hamas movement that seized control of the Gaza Strip 2 years ago. Criticism is nothing new to Al Jazeera, which was often attacked by former President George W. Bush and his aides. A number of Arab regimes have also criticized the channel and sought to curtail its coverage. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Iranian state television reports a jetliner crashed just northwest of the capital today. 168 people were aboard, and the report says no one survived. The plane belonged to Caspian Airlines and was flying toward Armenia. The cause of the accident is not yet known. The U.S. Geological Survey reports a huge earthquake struck just off New Zealand's coast earlier today. Its magnitude measured 7.8. The tremor generated a small tsunami, and the Pacific Tsunami Center issued a brief warning. That was canceled after about an hour. The quake was felt across New Zealand's South Island, and local authorities reported some damage. No one was hurt. No serious damage was reported. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.